Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We wanted to talk about the alcohol, the change in the age of alcohol consumption. Dalia Marker-Diedrich, Regional Coordinator at the Southern African Alcohol Policy Alliance. Good morning, and I do apologize that you were holding for some time.
No, good morning, Howard, and happy Friendship Day to you too.
Well, we just thought, that, you know, what a day to celebrate. I think it's so important to do so. And of course, that does lead interestingly on to alcohol, because alcohol is often perceived as this social friendship thing. What are our current laws? Let's just start there in terms of drinking age in South Africa.
Well, I think that you make a very interesting point around the issue of friendship and alcohol. Currently, the legislation in South Africa says that when you're over 18, you are able to purchase alcohol. But we know that in practice, 12-year-olds, 15-year-olds are able to purchase alcohol without being asked for the IDs. We have outlets that unashamedly is open, opposite schools, that makes alcohol available to children and young people without any acknowledgement of the law.
So in other words, it makes it kind of irrelevant. You could have it at 18, 16, or 40. If no one is, not nobody, if the law is so easily circumvented, then it's hardly, there's hardly a point.
Well, I think that there's a few things. The one is that we need producers and retailers to actually take responsibility for who they sell to. So that's the one thing. We need marketing not to target young people particularly, and so that they don't make it this attractive lifestyle that they are portraying in the advert that makes them curious, that wants them to make them experiment. International evidence has shown that children's exposure to advertising increases the early age of experimentation, as well as the amount of alcohol young people in particular consume. So advertising is a key issue around young people because it does portray this as a lifestyle. And on our continent, it is of particular concern because we have an invert population. Basically, we've got more young people than we've got older people. So the industry is particularly interested in increasing consumption amongst young people because that's the future pool of people. A future pool of consumers and buyers that they're trying to groom into becoming the loyal customers. And so advertising is a key issue for young people in particular. And then, of course, we have a situation in South Africa where alcohol is extremely cheap. We have been rated consistently for the past 3 years amongst the top 5 cities in the world, Cape Town and Johannesburg, for having the cheapest beer available. And so we need to look at the pricing of alcohol as a way of changing how people consume. We are not saying people shouldn't consume. What we are saying is that we need to think about, rethink how we consume and how much we consume. Only 51% of people in South Africa drink alcohol. But of those who drink, 60% of them drink heavily. So they drink to the point of intoxication. And when you talk about this issue of friendship, often what happens is people drink as a pool of friends, whether it's in a bar, at a house party, but there's often violence that emanates within that context. Because once you consume too much alcohol, you tend to lose control, emotions run high. It only takes a bumping in of the next person or a comment that doesn't sit so well with you, or comment that comes out that when you are not intoxicated would never come out. And it's like, you know, the brave water.
Absolutely.
And it comes out, and then it sparks a fight, and particularly amongst young people. And that involves stabbings, it involves physical fights.
So should the alcohol age remain 18? Should it be higher, lower? Independent of how we manage the distribution of alcohol.
So the one thing about the research that is shown is that alcohol is an aspirational lifestyle product.
Right.
And so the advertisers the alcohol industry advertises it as something that you should aspire to. And this is where young people come in. You and me, and I'm making an assumption, of course.
Right.
We are older. We have more. We've got more life experience. We are able to see through some of the things that they say, because it's not real. Whatever the adverts project is not real, but it's an aspirational lifestyle. So it's going to give you freedom. It's going to make you brave. It's going to, if you look at Brutal Fruit latest,
yes,
Florally, Benigni just released something about brave women entrepreneur. So it talks language that people want to hear.
Mm.
And for young people, that is the space that they occupy. And so we need to look at, so that's the one thing. Research has also shown when you raise the age to 21, you have less, so this is in the States, this is in New Zealand. New Zealand is 19, right. The States is 21. Is that you have less young people on the road involved in accidents.
Wow, that's interesting.
And so we need to look at what is it that we want to achieve. This is not about curtailing freedom. This is about saving lives. This is about getting young people to think, to be slightly more mature, so that when they do decide to drink, that they think about how they want to drink, where they want to drink, who they want to drink with, and what will they do if they do drink, so that they take care of each other. And that's the conversation we should be having around the issue of age. The industry is very clearly trying to increase their pool of consumers. And so we need to get young people to think about whether or not they're being tricked. Is advertising tricking them into consuming a product that actually don't add value to their life? And so there's a whole range of things that we should be talking about when we're talking about age.
And considering, because it's not just as simple as that. Dalia Marker-Dietrich, Regional Coordinator at the Southern African Alcohol Policy Alliance's